Boom.
Boom. Hello and welcome to PocketCast. This is our only second try.
In the same day, I might add.
Yeah.
Normally, when we have to do it again, it's a week later.
That's true. We caught it quick. You caught it real quick. It was a team effort, like we were discussing. God. I'm Fletcher. This is Ed.
Yeah.
We are PocketCast because without both of us, we would not have figured out that we had messed up our audio.
Every time, dude. Every fucking time.
Look at us go. We barely even got into it.
We had a good flow, too.
We did.
Now we got to do the whole intro again. My anxiety's peaking. Let's just call it a wrap and we'll do it again next week.
Are you ever feeling like a scandalous kind of mischievous shop owner?
I am.
And you would like put your hands together in like a snake like fashion. If you were pretending to be a snake, it's how you would put your hands together.
Like a fly?
Like a fly.
Like a conniving little fuckboy fly. Ooh, a conniving
fly, absolutely. And then to really make it conniving, you put your hands horizontal while you do that. Ooh, that looks really conniving.
What? Now you're just like rubbing two hands on top of
the floor. No, they gotta be. What going are you
washing your
hand?
Wait, no, because I do. No, I do. I go back and forth when I wash my hands. Yeah, no,
you're just
doing
this. You're just like, I don't know where this conniving hand thing came from, but I'll tell you, the shopkeeper in this game. This game is so fucking hardcore that we played that the shopkeeper wants you to die.
Dude, he has to. That guy sucks.
He poisons your shit, I think. Or something, because he is a scary looking man who has the conniving hands of a fly. And your only ally, I feel like, is an old priest. But when you're playing it, you realize that the priest is also the same model as the priest that attacks you.
Yeah. Like the random enemy mob priest guys. Yeah, it's the same guy at the church.
Hardcore game for only hardcore people.
Yeah.
And
hardcore greasy boys.
I think it's so funny that this is on the DS, arguably one of the most casual platforms.
Infinitely so.
This game is so far from that. Dragon's Dogma, Dark Souls, Sekiro, is that the name of this game?
Sekiro,
the samurai.
Is it Sekiro?
Yeah, Sekiro.
Sekiro? The new one.
Mm-hmm.
Sekiro.
Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hold the light. The
yeah. Yeah. They ain't got shit on this game.
They don't. Like, lore, maybe you have a beat. Toughness? No way.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
No fucking
Elden
way.
Ring is cake compared to this game.
Absolutely. Like, I loaded up Dark Souls while playing this game. I'd never played so well in Dark Souls. It was so easy. It's like dodge and roll, dodge and roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Just
ooh,
duck.
I can move my character. In this game, you can get the text that your hit was so precise and you get him right through the armor. Like it gives you this nice detailed, but you hit him for zero damage.
Yeah, you crit hit for zero.
You crit for zero.
Uh-huh. I did some cheesing after a certain point trying to figure it out. The game doesn't hold your fucking hand.
I had to use the Wayback Machine to find a website that was dedicated. It was like a wiki dedicated to Darkspire.
Damn.
That gives you such a good rundown of everything in an organized fashion.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was the feeling of doing that in this game. So, this game gave me House of Leaves vibes.
Oh, that's such an interesting comparison.
You know, in House of Leaves, they're going down into, like, it's like they're dungeon exploring, basically, in this huge darkness. They don't know where they're going. They're mapping it out as they're going. And, like, every step in that book takes so long to read. And it's, like, everything is, like, brutal all the time.
Yeah.
So much like this game. And then it's, like, Dark Souls, like we said, where it's hard, the lore is buried deep in everything. Nothing, like you said, it's not hand-holdy. It doesn't give you anything. You can go into the spire, the Dark Tower, whatever it is. You can go on your dungeon crawling mission without a quest. You can...
With no... Yeah, zero plot. Mm-hmm. You can just, like, walk in. In fact, so I played... I started this game twice.
Like, three or four times myself.
Fair, yeah. And when I restarted it the first time, I realized I forgot, one, all of the plot. And two, I forgot how much plot it does give you at the very beginning. Which, and I say how much, it's minimal.
It's pretty minimal.
It's like, hey, some bad guy. Mm-mm. Tower.
The priest. Or kill him. Like the sorcerer of the castle stole the jewelry.
Oh, that's what it was.
And
yeah.
And when he did that, this dark tower rose from the ground. And he ran into the dark tower.
That's right. Yeah, so Wizboy janked my girl's dowry, and I need it back so we can fuck.
And it seems like there's some little bit of mystery behind this whole thing of if he actually did steal it or not.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious to know if there's more to it than that. I definitely got just dungeon vibes. Mm-hmm. Like that, and that's truly at its core what it's just a dungeon.
Yeah,
it's just a dungeon. Like that is its centerpiece and its crux. And honestly, it's fine because who gives a fuck about plot when you have some of the most bangerific fucking tunes known to man?
Dude, I didn't listen to the music for so long.
Oh,
I
got buddy.
Playing it in bed, like, you know, ran to sleep in and dude, you know, nah. Being quiet. And finally, one day I played it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It rocks. It rips. The
it's
first
so
time
fucking
we
good.
Watched some video play of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the music that the guy making the video put it into it. Oh. It didn't feel like it fit, really. But then you end up going into certain parts where the music is so enchanting.
Dude, it's so good. Oh, I enjoyed it. Again, another one of those games where I pull up the OST and I'll just listen to it while I'm working.
Mm.
Good one. I fucking, this one, and it goes hard.
It does.
There's no business doing that.
It goes so fucking hard. It is amazing. I couldn't believe I had missed out. Seriously, I played over half our time.
Oh, damn, dude.
The music.
That's such a bummer.
But at the same time, this game is, when we say dungeon crawler, we are talking back when this is like Ultima, like where it's just after they have gone from text-based adventure games into having some visual representation.
Yeah, this game may as well be a MUD.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. You can, and then there's that part where you can switch the graphics to go even more old.
Oh, yeah, you can do like a classic versus
like
modern.
Vector-like graphics.
Yeah, and it's, and honestly, it's good. I mean, essentially, cool. Your gameplay consists of turn-based combat, and then anything outside of the tower is menu-based. That's it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of like the tower itself is where like any of your graphical gameplay comes into play, which generally consists of an FPV view exploring a grittier version of Windows 98's 3D maze screensaver.
Yeah, it really is. It's a dark though. Like
right,
night
right.
Version.
Very gritty. Yeah, very dark version. Dark mode, which
and
didn't exist back then.
Every
of course.
Step is something that can kill you.
God, dude, every step.
They recommend, one of the recommended things of this game is saving after every interaction, kill, anything like that.
Dude,
any step could literally be a random encounter that kills you. Reload your save, take another step, different encounter, easy kill, move on. That's how the game is meant to be played, which is just still very old school. Not as old school, because I guess I don't know how save systems worked back then. I wasn't alive.
Yeah, touche.
You know, that's how this was like such a shout out. And back, there's more of a calling for hardcore games like this now than I feel like there was when this game came out.
Yeah.
There have always and will always be the aging gamer complaining about games being too easy these days. But I feel like back then there was less of an attraction to anyone. Because I feel like these Elden Ring games, like the Dark Souls, the what was the name again? Sekiro. Those seem to have almost attracted a more, dare I say, casual gamer crowd.
I would say that they lend themselves to those that have never dipped their toes in the franchises before, by making themselves very open to new, like, cause the, like, it's one, you're looking at a, like a new storyline. So it's not like you have like, well, I didn't play the first 15 of them. So, right. but also, like you said, there are definitely a lot of like quality of life improvements that make them more accessible.
Well, and I just feel that there are more people than I would expect that are fans of Elden Ring. And, you know, I'm surprised by some people's ability to play it. But I'm a bad gamer, right? And maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just really bad at the game. Could not get far in Elden Ring. Can't. Bad.
Really?
I'm just bad.
Did you do any like co-op multiplayer?
No. I want the full experience myself.
Oh, see,
I want to be good. I don't want someone to help me.
I used to be
me.
You. And I like playing through like Dark Souls 3 and then going back through Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2. And that's what I wanted to be. Was I'm like, I don't want to be a little bitch boy. I want to be a big strong man boy and fucking play this scary hard game by myself.
Yeah, I want
I'm
to a grown ass man. It's just a game. There's a mechanic that I just haven't figured out.
You know what I finally, you know, what decision I finally came to? I can't. I am a little bitch boy. I'm a little baby boy. I need my handheld. And frankly, there's a lot more fun. I do a lot of the exploration on my own, and then like, oh, don't get me wrong, I'll attempt a couple of boss fights. But I'm not fucking trying to fight Ranny for 50 fucking attempts. Like, suck my balls. I'll summon a homie.
I guess I'm playing it wrong. But that's not the way I want to experience the game. Either. So I guess that also explains then why some people that I wouldn't expect to be able to play through the game are able to, is because there's co-op, and I forget that there's co-op.
Yeah, well, and there's always usually a lot of like NPC summons that you can bring in that will help out as well.
Okay.
But you know, it's funny because oh my god, I haven't played through or played any Elden Ring in a hot minute, and I can't remember like the first true boss fight, because you end up fighting that fucking cuck like 8 times, or his spawn. I don't remember the fucking story. Anyway. I didn't play it 32 times back to back like some people did.
Like some people we know.
Yeah. Shout out BB.
BB.
Yeah. But like I remember coming back to that fight because that fucker thrashed the shit out of me over and over again. And I remember coming back after like after playing through a good portion of the game, and I was like, oh shit, I can solo this dude. Yeah, definitely. There's such a steep learning curve. And they still ain't got shit on the Darkspire. Because no. The Darkspire doesn't care about your skill, because it's not a skill-based game. It's a fuck you game. And you're literally up to the mercy of the gods.
It's RNG. Just so much random encounters.
It's a brute force game. That's what it is. It's you just ramming your head repeatedly against the wall.
Until you make just the tiniest amount of progress. The tiniest
improvement.
The smallest amount. I mean, you go into this dungeon. You have a party of 4. You made your own custom party.
Right? I did, actually, through both.
What names did you do?
Oh, God, we could... Okay, so actually, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I made a... I spent a lot of time building my first party. So much time, in fact, that I built my first party twice, because I wasn't content with it, and you can't go back after you've, like, registered a character. You can create another one. But I just didn't want extra characters like cluttering up my character list.
Right.
So I deleted the save and started over.
Sure.
But I went for a balanced party because there's 4 starting classes. You have your thief, your warrior, your priest, and your mage.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then spoiler, I didn't get here, but I read about it. There is subclassing. Did you get a subclass going?
I dip my toes into it. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Wait. Okay, but like actual subclassing, or you just...
I just started working my way towards... You put levels in other... Yeah, I started working my way towards it.
Yes. Okay. They do like an old school Final Fantasy subclass thing where you get up to a certain point and there's like a specific subclass quest where you have to do a certain something. And basically there's a unique subclass for each combination of any 2 other classes.
Yeah. It's
which
quite
is cool.
Interesting how they do it too. There's a lot of them.
It's actually a deep, yeah. There's a lot of shit going on in this game. I didn't even Like I want to say like I didn't scratch the surface, but it's so much less than that. I glanced
you
at
saw
the car
the abyss and you
in an ad
it.
As I scrolled past it. Like that's what I did. Like I didn't fucking get dick done in this game for all the time I put into it.
Oh, I feel the same way. I think that's a lot of people. I saw comments on old videos of people being like, I played this game for, you know, this long and I never got past the first floor.
Yeah, and, seriously.
I mean, it was so funny because I should have known better. I put a lot of work in, ish, right? And I only got to level 2 on each of my characters. I think maybe I had one get up to level 3 that was already level 2, you know, because you pick one up that's pre-made.
Yeah, the pre-made characters all start at like level 2.
2 or 3.
2 or 3, yeah, what the fuck? So, oh, this game, dude.
That's giving
you
an easy mode. That's like how to have an easy mode. You know, it's giving you a little bit of a chance to have your handheld.
Yeah, well, and they don't explain shit to you. They don't explain the classes. They don't explain the equipment. Like, there are, like, you can deduce all of the information that's there. But, goddamn, you have to be somewhat familiar with the, like, general video game concepts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it doesn't tell you dick. You have the wrong equipment equipped and it brings down one of your levels in a class and then you can't even use it or something and it doesn't tell anything. You just have to figure it the fuck out. It's very punishing in that regard.
The names
yeah, so anyway, first party I went for a very balanced party, so one of each. My warrior's name was Link, my thief's name was Therion.
What's that?
Therion is the, if I remember correctly, he is the thief character from Octopath Traveler.
Okay.
I think that's right. I think that's the right one. excuse me. And then my priest was I forgot which one I ended up going with. Another video game like here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll come to me later. And then my mage was Zamorak.
What's Zamorak?
Like from RuneScape.
Oh, right.
Like a Zamorak mage.
Yep.
What about you? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, so my household has been quite immersed into Middle Earth.
I was going to say, you guys have been burning through Lord of the Rings on all fronts.
Yeah, yeah. We're watching so I'm reading The Hobbit as a bedtime story, and we're near the end of that.
How much do you guys read for bedtime?
Decent amount. I'd say it's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, I guess. Like,
oh, fuck, dude.
I mean, because also we get into the story as well because we're reading adult stories that are,
well, yeah, no, that's
friendly,
totally
you
fair.
Know? It's like The Hobbit. Damn. Once you get into it, you know, it's, and so Morgan sometimes will fall asleep while I'm reading too, right? So
sure.
Then I'm like, well, let me just.
Well, I just want to fucking keep going, dude. Let's see where the boys go.
As you recall, I think throughout this podcast at the beginning, I was probably just reading The Hobbit.
Yeah.
For the first time. And so then now I'm reading it second time, but as a bedtime story for Ren.
That's pretty fire. And I fuck with that, dude.
So that's made Morgan go, can we watch the trilogy without spoilers for The Hobbit? It's like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. Totally. Like, the only spoiler in The Hobbit is The Ring
and
Bilbo. Bilbo's still alive.
Like, and there's some call outs to The Hobbit in it.
But it doesn't. But yeah.
No. And so we've started watching the extended versions. The only way to watch it now.
Amen.
You saw it in a theater. Theater.
Or IMAX. Or MX.
IMAX?
Jesus, IMAX, yeah. are those still around? Are they still called IMAXs?
I mean, I don't even know. Were those around back when that came out?
Oh, for
early
sure.
Early 2000s? I mean, we're talking 2003 probably for the second movie.
Yeah. Jamie, when did IMAXs first start becoming a thing? Fuck, never would have guessed.
Wow, who would have thought?
Crazy.
So, anywho, we are watching those. And so I named my party Philly, Killy, Ballin, and Dwallin. Some of the doors.
Hell yeah.
But so I had a funny experience that was kind of, I think, opposite of yours.
Huh.
My first party, I mean, I did it like you said, do one of each. Then 1, 2, 3, and 4 were what I named my characters.
For your second round?
No, for my first round.
Oh, for your first round.
Because I knew, having played this a tiny bit as I was a kid, I say kid, you know, whatever, yeah, when this first came out, and I remember just getting demolished just over and over. And so I knew, I was like, these are just going to be throwaway characters. They stayed alive forever. Dude. It was the luckiest run I had the entire playthrough. It was my first playthrough. I bet I made an hour and a half without, like, I bet I made an hour without having to leave the dungeon.
Damn.
It was nuts. I was killing it, man. And then eventually I was like, there was something about the party build that I didn't like. And I had one character I remember talking to about that I couldn't get to attack. And I was just having issues with my party. So on my second time through, whatever, one third, whatever, when I made a long-term party, it was Philly, Killy,
Okay.
Gollum. I think right now, Philly and Killy are still alive. Because you can resurrect your people.
Yeah, but it's 100 gold each.
It's 100 gold, so you can instead just go and swap them out for someone else at the guild and buy some gear.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never, game, like, obviously, but I never considered that
it's
tactic.
It's like an onion, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's got layers.
There's no set way to do it. But, and I love, dude, the maze, because it's not procedurally generated.
No.
But the tower may as well be a maze.
It is,
and
absolutely.
You do have a map that will show you each square tile that you step on.
Like, you're making your own map.
Illuminate.
You're not hand drawing your own map, but every step draws your map. Otherwise, it's just a black screen.
Yeah. And there's no way to tell. Like, you just have to kind of keep track of where you are.
Because
there is a spell. The mage can do a spell that will basically pull up your map real quick and give you a little arrow.
And where
until you
where
close the map again. Yeah, yeah. What direction you're facing.
So you gotta
and that's
kind
it.
Of think about, okay, I gotta go over this way.
I mean, by the end of the couple of weeks here, I could do level one in my sleep.
The two doors.
And by level one, I mean
level
one for as much of it as I found. And well, obviously the locked rooms.
You can
that
only
I couldn't
go open. So far before you have to go either upstairs or downstairs. I found out the basement is for level 5. Once you are on level 5 difficulty, not your characters are level 5.
Oh.
Once you've gotten up to level 5
shit
in the game,
then the basement?
That's when you're about ready for the basement.
Oh.
Which is mean because
that's super
on the
mean.
First level they drop you if you go it warns you so many
so
times.
So many, like 3 or 4 times, yeah.
This road is this it's under construction. It's not good. Like, don't go this
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Floor's fucked up.
Out.
Don't walk here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep going, it drops your ass in the basement. I one believe cool me, I finally thing, did that. Yeah.
One thing I really like about this game versus any other RPG I've ever played, I've never seen this before. When you're in a fight, you can have each character run. So normally in a game you have the choice attack or run.
Yeah, and you only get one
you get
run
one
roll.
Run. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this
and if
one,
you fail
you
it,
four
you're fucked.
Runs.
How many times have you gotten boned on that mechanic?
None.
Oh, twice.
Oh,
I went one of those times. I went 2 full rounds before somebody finally successfully ran.
And you're like basically dead at that point.
Yeah, that was a save scum episode.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a bummer because I hadn't saved in kind of a while.
Oh, there was something I was going to talk about.
Mm.
With so we were talking about the open endedness, mm-hmm. the freedom to play in this game. It is asking you to use your imagination because, and I did this at one point where it was like, I'm going to make a group like this. And it was a weird mm-hmm. group. And I even text you, I was like, I'm making up this backstory for
yeah.
this group. You know, it happens as you're playing the game. You just start, you know,
yeah, you can't help
making
it.
Up a narration in your head. I had ideas of what the music would be like in my head because I was playing it at night, you know,
yeah.
like I just like had, it was so different. So cool.
Do you need some headphones for your DS?
I guess what I need is, yeah, I need some like a little old, you know, because it's the 3.5.
Oh yeah, I bet you know. I've got an extra pair of those. Thankfully, a certain someone in my life helped me fucking, and by help me, I mean she did it all. But Alyssa reorganized literally like every single cable in this entire house.
Hell
so
yeah.
They're all sitting like tied up in Ziplocs that are all fucking cataloged and named and shit. Oh. So I can tell you pretty quickly whether or not I have some.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like I probably have some too now that I think about it. It's just when's the last time I really used a 3.5? I mean, I have my big headphones for 3.5 for my computer.
Yeah, it's not really conducive for laying in bed though.
No, not at all. Yeah, you want little ones.
But you like.
But when's the I've last spent time
so
I
many games
ones?
Where I just missed out on like a fire fucking soundtrack or whatever the case is, but the Audioscape ends up being fantastic, and this one. Rips, dude.
I need to look up the OST to it because it was so excellent. I would hold it to the tier of Chrono Trigger. I really would.
I like that. I really do.
There are certain parts that made me think of Chrono Trigger. I'm sure that there is some influence there. This game looks like a remake. Like you said, when we were looking it up earlier, we were checking out the developer. And you had expected the game to be like in the 90s or something.
Yeah, like I thought this was like an old like in the transition between like a straight up text based game and like a MUD kind of somewhere in there. And I thought it was like a reboot or remake or reimagining even, but nah, 2009
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I would not have guessed.
I remember I had to do a double check on that too because I thought it came out in 2009.
Yeah.
But when we first were playing it, I had to look it up and be like, just to double check because it says classic mode when you switch the graphics.
Yeah, and I always just assume that that's like, oh, this is the OG game.
No, this is just like.
Nah, this is just flavor.
Yeah.
You can just play it like it's on an old arcade box or, you know, you're booting up the old fucking terminal.
This game reminds me of Kenshi.
Ooh, having seen a little bit of gameplay and not played it myself, okay.
I've played it a little bit, similar difficulty. Very similar difficulty.
Yeah, absolutely. Where there's like, there is some strategy, there is some skill, and there's, you know, there's some tactics that you can leverage, but at the end of the day, like, life's a cruel bitch.
Mm-hmm. Any game where you can become the king, you know, the king's right-hand man and have an awesome army. And then the next day be enslaved.
Oh, dude.
And like sold for trade.
Bannerlords.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play that?
Yeah, that's exactly
holy
what I'm
fuck
about.
That game makes me like I have like the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. Like when that money's coming in and you got a fat fucking army and then that little bitch that, you know, was fucking talking shit to you before is now like fucking answering your call for war and you're like, that's right, bitch, you read in my party. And then you fucking do math wrong and then you get fucking absolutely decimated and then you get captured as a slave and you're like, well, I'm penniless and I have no country.
And I have to start all over again.
Fuck, dude.
It's like an alcoholic stepfather that just keeps going through the cycle.
God, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. A little close to home. All right. Yeah, dude. I fucking loved this game. It's no secret. We talk all the time about how I love games that do so much with so little. And this is definitely one of those. And like you said, like you're playing the game, you're just laying there and you kind of have to come up with these your mind starts to wander as you're cautiously just exploring the unknown and opening rooms and the treasure system where sometimes you get a chest after a battle and then you have to inspect it for traps. And if it has traps, you have to disarm them, but they might explode in your face anyway and give your fucking dude poison.
You're supposed to avoid, like, just not even bother with those until, like, they're a little bit higher level.
Oh, I was opening chests all over the place.
Yeah,
dude.
And you get blown up, like, all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting fucked up.
I was, too.
I finally.
The same thing, and then I saw a video of a guy doing a playthrough of it.
He's just. Yeah, I did watch a streamer who had a upload somewhere, and he's just ignoring them all. And I'm like. Why is he giving up all the treasure? And then I see in chat, why is he giving up all the treasure? And he's like, don't open treasure chest. It's only there to fuck you. Like,
is
there some good loot? Absolutely. Will it fuck you 98% of the time? Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And which I was really surprised to see. Like, I think we saw the same video. There was so little love for this game on YouTube. I was
super surprising.
Really expecting to see a lot of like, a lot of call outs, a lot of retrospective videos.
Yeah.
A lot of just people having a fucking full essay about the lore of the game.
Dude, I could see were this game to come out now or a new game following a very similar guide. Yeah, anything.
Darkest Dungeon is a game that's very comparable, I believe, to this series. I don't remember if I've actually played a Darkest Dungeon game or not.
I'm trying to. Is that the one that has like the wet ink art style?
Mm-hmm. Like yeah. It's all like that. Yeah, and they,
very dark,
they,
literally dark like and shadowy and
yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Because that's also it's also a very like sure there's tactics, sure there's a strategy, but fuck you.
Yeah,
RNG is like the name of the game,
and it's hard to say that it's really RNG because it's just not in your favor.
It certainly feels that way.
You know, it's a little less R.
Well, but also consider this. Like, the nature of a quote-unquote typical fun game is not balanced. You are God mode. True. Like, you might still be getting your ass kicked because we suck at games. But, like, most games are made to allow you to suck and still be able to play the game.
Well, and you're totally right to that because the amount of times that nobody hits anybody in a turn.
Holy fuck, dude.
Like, you would just go through a battle and literally two turns in a row where maybe one person lands one small two-point hit between both parties.
Yeah.
And the other parties are sometimes 4 to 7 fucking characters going against your 4 characters.
Yeah, it is insane. Okay. So the second party, I wanted to touch on this earlier and then we got sidetracked, but
yes.
You had mentioned your starter parties where you were just going to dump them and pump and dump, you know, you named them 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I did that with my second go. Cause I was like, I can't get emotionally invested in these characters. No. Like part of me still wanted to go back to my first game, my first save file. The issue that I had was like, I didn't understand all of the existing mechanics. And so I spent a lot of money buying elixirs from the motherfucking bastard who runs the shop. Yeah, a little bitch flyboy. God, dude. Well, the description text for the elixir says it has a chance of curing any status ailment from a single character. It doesn't tell you what the chance is. And they only cost 10 each. I should have fucking known.
Based on your luck level?
I have no fucking
idea.
That's
what I bet it is.
All I know is that I went through almost 50 of them and could not cure poison from one dude. So I spent a lot of money on those. And then I also, I didn't understand how like the equipment worked. And so I bought some equipment that didn't work for everybody. And then I had some duplicate pieces. The leveling system in this game is actually, I think, fucking awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
You can buy stat points. They're insanely expensive. Oh, but yeah. You can buy stat points.
With your experience points, right? Or is it just with
So you have experience points that you accumulate.
That you spend. Yeah.
And you can spend them to level up your class. And so each class has, you know, cost so many. But then you like each character also has, and I think it's based on their classes and possibly race.
Yeah.
But they have like these alternate skills that they can acquire.
Skills or spells?
Well,
does everyone have skills?
I think everyone that I had at least had access to some skills.
Not everyone has spells.
Yeah, I think spells are entirely class related because I think only the mage and the priest have access to spells. But the skills are like the thief has access to like lock picking, and I think there's disarmament. But then there's some crazy ones in there, like dancing and cooking. And there was like healthy lifestyle was one. And that's what I spent my EP for my first save files warrior on healthy lifestyle. Cause it makes I forget the exact text, but it makes them less
apt to being poisoned.
I think it's status effects in general.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that sounds really good for a frontliner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to go with that. Not realizing that each level one character starts off with roughly exactly enough EP to take a second level right off the rip.
Yeah.
And so,
I didn't
know
that.
And so I was like, man, I really want to try something different. And then I found something that recommended starting creating all of your characters as warriors because Warriors by default have way more starting HP. I don't know what your starter mage was, but mine had 2 fucking HP.
I just realized. So, okay. So,
yeah.
No, I didn't have that. So I just realized. So what I'd wanted to do at one point was have the elf cult that all became mages. They were like mage elf cult thing, right? I could have totally ignored how it told me to redo my party, just leveled up my party so that one of them is also a thief as well as a mage.
Yep.
And then I would have been good to go. And now, mind you, it'd take a lot of grinding on the first level, but you're going to do that anyways.
Yeah, you're going to be doing a fuckload of grinding. I do want to watch somebody speedrun. I'm sure there's got to be some out there.
I hope.
I want to see someone who knows what the fuck is going on with this game play this game well. And I won't even be embarrassed because this bitch is... Well, the first like 3 or 4 hours of gameplay is figuring out how the fuck to play the game.
It really is. I mean, the first week was figuring it out.
Just trial and error, fucking shit up, killing people, burning all my money on reviving them when I should have been safe scumming that shit instead. Like,
yep.
Yeah, but honestly, so much fucking fun with this game.
Yeah, it was just so much.
I loved it.
Like a puzzle, you know, there's just so much to dissect.
Yeah.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by the dungeon, you can then go back into the town. Just go through everything. You can try to figure shit out some more. You know, you go and go into the hall. There's a place to pray and they can revive you and shit. But also if you go into the other one, there's like the Order of Chaos.
Oh, yeah. There's the Chaos and the... It's like the holy... It's basically the church and the Satanic Temple is essentially what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But the... So I did a... Because you can't have conflicting character alignments in your party. So my second party, I did do all chaotic alignment. And basically it's reversed. If you try to go to the temple, they're like, get out, fucking you heathens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Order of Chaos is like, welcome, brethren. And I'm like, hell yes, glad to be here.
and there's a way to change alignments, too.
That does not surprise me. Again, the game is
so there's just
super
so many
verbose.
Different things to look into. And when we're talking about changing, doing subclasses, so you like, you have your mage, and then you have that mage also eventually start leveling up the thieving class, and then you are given the option. I think, like you said, also with a quest maybe to
there's like
different
a trial
ones have different
or some shit
things
you, have to
you
do.
Need to do.
Yeah,
they all have different requirements. But then you can become like a samurai, which is a thief and warrior, or you can become like all these things have different titles.
Yeah.
And so then there's a whole another way of playing. You know, you think you've got your class systems figured out, another layer to it after that.
Yeah.
It's a fun digest.
Slow burn.
The funniest thing to say, if you like House of Leaves, if you're not a gamer, if you like House of Leaves, maybe you have to be a gamer.
I was going to say, I couldn't see somebody who doesn't play any video games but really liked
House of Leaves. If you're a gamer that likes House of Leaves, play this game. If you're a gamer that likes Dark Souls, play this game. If you're a gamer that just enjoys deep lore and shit like that. We still can't say is the lore deep because neither of us got that deep.
Neither of us got any lore.
But it feels like it's there. It's just like
the comedy.
The comedy. Everything.
There was
hilarious.
Great comedy in this.
It's like, making fun of itself. It's so aware of what it is.
Oh, it's super good. Your training like tutorial is you killing the tutorial guy. Like absolutely literally murdering him. And then there's a piece of dialogue in there where it's like
your party
name
dog.
Of your first party member was like, oh shit, we killed that guy. And then some dude comes back and revives him. You're like, what the fuck?
Good? He's like, yeah.
He's like, I'm fine.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude, that guy, I loved that guy. So, I played through the tutorial a couple of times just to go back through that.
You can avoid the tutorial?
I don't think so because you can't leave the town to go to the tower until that's done.
That's what I thought.
And I think at some point you have the opportunity to come back to the training rooms or training dungeon room, basement, whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah.
But I never made it that far or did whatever was.
I got to the second floor. I got around a little bit, but then I just got stuck in the Thieves Guild.
Oh, I did not make it that far. Every time my first encounter would be like two stacks of five fucking dudes, ooh, and they would just, I'd be like, I'll try to run, and they're like, nah. And they would just butt fuck the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. Basement. Actually, I survived kind of a long time in the basement because I fell through the floor. I also found the end, like the regular way. Yeah,
I did the same.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going down there.
I went down there and I was like, oh yeah. And I just turned around and went back up. I was too scared.
But I love the green. Isn't that the basement? Right?
That like blue with like the neon green. Yeah, dude. Oh. The color design was, I mean, realistically, like graphically, very simple game. But the textures are just so good.
Vibrant. Huh? Yeah, vibrant.
Vibrant, kind of, yeah. There's not a lot to them, no. But I agree. They're very vibrant. The soundscape is immaculate.
Everything has such, you know, everything is a single frame. So when you're going to, when you have an encounter, that person doesn't have like an attacking motion.
Yeah, there's the no only thing that it alternate.
Might flash. The screen might flash a little bit. But
they do have the like thwap and like shit where like the stylization for like impact frames or something like
already
that.
Already when you encounter it, the guy's already like, ah, you know, like he's, and everyone, there's so much emotion in his face.
Yeah, it almost feels like a card game at that point. Because you only have like you said, it's just the one static image per mob. And I think basically once you see all of the different things that there are to see, either the wall textures, the doors, just all of that shit, everything after that, it's just a recolor.
Yeah,
at least as far as I could tell based on the progress I made.
Yeah,
but it still feels somewhat unique.
It's a significant enough of a change.
Yeah.
Between floors too, to be like, because you spend so much time on that floor,
which, when you're getting your ass pounded so hard, nobody gives like a fuck dark, what he looked like, you're just like, run away.
I knew that we were going to enjoy this game. It's no surprise to me. It was such a pleasure to actually give it the time of day, though, because I know the first time I visited this in 2009, I did not give it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Attention.
I think I'm with you. I don't think earlier in my life there would have been a time where I would have thought this was fun. But
this is for when you get older and you start liking things that like aren't as good.
Yeah, when you stop liking Call of Duty, pick this bad boy up.
I meant more like, as you get older, your taste buds change. And things that you didn't used to like that you thought were gross start to taste good. Anchovies. Oysters.
I try blue cheese at least once every year to see if I
like
it.
Blue cheese. I love blue cheese now.
I still don't, but you never know.
You know, there's just certain things that are nasty that you enjoy, kind of. I'm sure there's something.
Gasoline.
Goddamn. Just love that strong, nasty, pungent.
Smells like a carny worker on a Saturday.
It's that kind of bitter, grown to enjoy the bittersweet taste is what this you have to have for this game.
Yeah, this game
maybe a little
feels
jaded.
To play exactly how I imagine hemlock tastes.
What's hemlock?
Poison.
Ah. Hmm.
Well, actually, I think I should clarify. I don't believe hemlock in its natural state is poisonous. You, I think, brew it into a tea. It's a bark or a plant? No, I think it's like a flowering plant.
Okay.
Fuck me. Some famous Greek dude died through it. Is that how they killed... who's the fucker who only asked questions and annoyed the Senate?
That would be Aristotle?
No.
Plato?
Plato's not dad, but mentor.
That's Aristotle.
Is it?
Is it not? I could be wrong.
Holy
I don't know.
Fuck. I picked.
I'm
talking. I don't even know why I brought it up, dude. Yeah.
About this.
Jesus Christ.
I do not know.
I'm in Dark Spire mode, not Greek mythology. It's not mythology either. It's just Greek history.
Greek mythology.
All right. So, on another episode of totally, Two Guys Butcher History.
Who knows? It could be myth.
Some mythos in there. No, I think we have like
they could texts. Be made up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Plato could have been a term for a fucking loser.
Yeah, for a putty-like substance that children use to rub into the carpet.
Play-Doh.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah,
that's pretty great. Good.
Yes. Where are we at on our time? I can't read that way over there.
Oh, we're cruising at a soft 50.
All right. I think that we could safely say...
We gave the Dark Spire a good attempt. And by good attempt, I mean we fucking walked in there, got our asses mopped all over the floor one. Half of floor one, probably, if that... I don't know. Did the, how much of the box of the map, like the square of the map, did you fill?
I feel like it filled out a decent amount, but now
give me like a half, a quarter.
I don't know. I can't picture it in my head now. You're making me doubt how much I thought I had. Because
I explored like what I felt like was the bottom half, but I didn't really get up any. I didn't get very far north.
I got as far as it would let me go. I feel like
fair.
Because you run into the one walkway that will break under you.
Yeah, that's all you the way over the to, other way. To the east. And
you go the other way, that's the stairs.
To go to floor two?
Go to floor two.
Yeah.
There's the other way to the stairs, that's downstairs.
Yeah, the basement.
The basement stairs.
Yeah, and there's a series of locked rooms, but they all kind of recede back south into just the edge of the map. Yeah, I couldn't tell. I'm sure there's a lot more to... I'm sure there's some backtracking.
Yeah, exactly.
That wouldn't surprise me much.
Because you got to get a key to access that one room.
The Clover one. Did you find the knight who would just sell you a fucking... I think it's called like an important item or something.
Oh, but it's not... No, I didn't. But I think it's just a ripoff, isn't it?
No, I looked it up. I don't remember exactly what it's used for, but it ends up being, I think, a quest item or something.
Or maybe
used
for the elevator.
Down the... fucking line. down the fucking line, dude. I found this dude and I was like, oh shit, I found a boss. Get the fuck out of here.
And he's like, I'd like to sell you something.
I'm like, you
and it's
do?
Only 50 gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cheap. It's like, yeah, disgustingly affordable, all things considered. Did you find the graffiti?
No, I looked all over. I even cheated. I even looked up where
dude,
it was
it's,
at.
It's so close. It's so close to the beginning. Like on my second playthrough, since I knew where it was, I just went straight there and turned it in for the EP and the fucking gold, which is negligible as fuck, by the way. It was maybe 50 EP and maybe 100 gold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a super easy
to be fair.
Quest.
It is the first quest.
The
yeah.
first and easiest. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really wanted to be able to have a quest completed by the time we recorded, but like you said, it just wiped the fucking floor with us.
Yeah, brutal game, a lot of fun, loads of fun.
Yep, love you getting my ass kicked. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. Bravo.
What are we playing next?
Oh, dude, I'm so pumped. So, we're both regular human beings who attempt to maintain a reasonable schedule so we can provide some level of consistency for the 8 people that love to come over here and be tortured to death
and
by
we
us.
We love you for it.
We feel okay about it. I feel okay about it.
I feel excellent about it.
Fletcher feels excellent about it. I got shit going on. I'm doing some traveling and shit coming up in July. So we're going to do probably, what, two rounds of 3-week playthroughs? Right, doesn't have to be 2. Because then it'll put us back on track for our every week schedule.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, we could do it that way.
Or we could do a month.
No, we can just do this.
All right.
We'll see.
But that does mean now we get...
At least three weeks
to play another game. So we're doing a Castlevania, Dawn of Sorrow. I'm so fucking excited.
Have we done a Castlevania game yet?
No.
We haven't even done a Metroidvania game yet, have we?
Well, we've done Metroid Prime.
Yeah, but that's not...
Kind of.
There wasn't Metroidvania in that one.
A little bit. That's it was...
The tiniest amount.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I don't think so.
I don't think
I have played a little bit of Dawn of Sorrow.
I've played a tit of it. A tad. Just a little bit.
Yeah, when literally right after you got me the DS, because that was one of the games that you gave me, and that was the one I kept coming back to because I just kind of booted up a whole fuckload of them just to try them out and just to explore. And this one I kept coming back to, so I am I am excited for this one. Yeah. I liked this game a lot.
I enjoy a good Castlevania. I have somewhat recently played Bloodstained, I think is what it was called. Hmm. It was the spiritual successor, possibly even made by the actual maker of Castlevania.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. I love these. I have the other one. The one of my first DS games was Castlevania Portrait of Ruin.
Ooh.
And that was my first introduction to a Castlevania game. And it can suck you in. It really can. This last game we played was very one more turn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there were so many times where I was like, all right, I just got to do this. I'm going to put it down.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going and going. Castlevania is so similar in that. Let me just explore just a little bit more. Because once again, it's very similar in the map aspect where once you go into that room, you've mapped it out and you've got to really do all kinds of exploring, backtracking. Yeah.
Well, I don't need to explain it. Yeah, you get a new item, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I think I can use that to get to that place that I found forever ago. Mm-hmm. And
the satisfaction.
Well, they're just really well thought out. And I remember as a kid, it's, you know, seeing, like, in all of the gaming magazines and shit, I miss those. I miss those, dude. They're just chock full of amazing video game art. And just like the over stylization for all the, you know, the game covers and shit like that. And they were just so cool. And the Castlevania artwork is absurd. And it's just so cool. And it's anime-esque, which also is pretty cool to me. But also like fucking murdering vampires and shit. It just looks so fucking dope.
Would your mom have let you play this?
Because fuck no.
But you're not I guess in this one, I think you're a vampire.
Yeah. I'm not super caught up at all with the Castlevania lore, but
ooh,
I know there's a lot in there. Watch. Yeah. I'm
sure there's a great video on it.
I should do that, actually. That would be fun to do. Get caught up on some of that.
I know it gets a little crazy, I believe.
There's some shit going on.
The way the games are laid out are not in any chronological order at all. And I believe
it's surprising to me.
The third one or something, or the fourth one, is like the oldest, you know, farthest back until they released later on in the series.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of games in Castlevania. My cousin, Casey, he one summer or year, I don't know how long this took him. I remember he had the goal of playing through all of the Castlevania handheld games.
To completion?
To completion.
God damn. He would do that too. That crazy son of a bitch. I'll have
to ask him if he played this one.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd be curious to know how far he made it too. Because he's always loved what, at least to me, were like some of the fringe games that I always thought looked cool and I would have loved to have gotten into. But my life took me a different direction through my childhood. And it's just like, you know, those series that are just so like, I don't know. Nobody ever gatekept, you know, Castlevania from me, but I just kind of locked myself out. I'm like, I didn't grow up playing it. I don't know anything about it.
Devil May Cry is how I always felt with him.
Yeah,
with
Devil May Cry, the Persona series. Games.
Yep.
Watching him play the Persona games, I was like jealous. I'm like, and he'd be like, you want to play it? I'm like, no.
No.
I just want to watch you. You know what you mean. I'm not allowed to. It's part of my hardcore run rule set. I'm not allowed to play those games.
I'm not allowed to. I'm so sorry.
It's fucking ridiculous. But this might be the only Castlevania game I've ever played, actually.
I don't think... I actually have the Castlevania collection on the Switch, but I haven't ever...
Fuck, I think I do too, actually. I don't think I ever played it.
Any Castlevania game.
You know...
Besides Portrait of Ruin. That's the only one that I've really put time into.
I plugged my Switch in just to charge it, because I do this thing where like whenever I like pack up the dock and everything to take it somewhere to play at someone else's house, I never hook it back up, and then I forget I have it, and then it just doesn't get played, and then it dies, and then like that one time I'm like, oh shit, I have a Switch, I want to play games, and then I go to, you know, and it's completely dead, and I'm like, and then I forget about it for 2 months. So I finally just hooked it up to power. It's sitting behind this monitor right here, hooked up to power, fully charged, ready to rock, block, and sock. And I haven't, I still forgot about it. It's been there for a while.
I've just recently been picking it back up, playing the Switch. Like we've said in past episodes, I've been hooked on Tribes on the PC.
Dude, it's so much fun, dude. I'm finally getting not dog shit at it.
I've been thinking about, though, getting into Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh, see, that's another one I've gatekept myself from, even though I've played some of them. I just never got into it.
Crazy. I think my son would enjoy the Disney aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then I get to play a full-fledged game at the same time.
Dude, and they are good. Because I say that I gatekeep myself from it. That's not true at all. Actually, I've played a few titles in the Kingdom Hearts saga.
I've only played the one on Game Boy Advance that I had that was like a card fight, like where you were a fight. It was like an action RPG, but you had cards that were your power-ups and your attack. And you had to stack your cards right, basically.
I do like those kinds of games, actually. Those can be fun if done well. If not done well, which is usually the case, super meh. I know us talking very shittily about Kingdom Hearts probably has Lexi rolling in her grave.
I'm not talking shittily about. I'm just talking shittily about that.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, our combined expertise when it comes to Kingdom Hearts,
speaking poorly,
probably shit.
Yeah, she's just like, please, no.
Yeah,
just screaming. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Lexi. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So sorry we had to accidentally walk all over one of your favorite game series.
Which hopefully we will all be playing soon.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, it was going to be a surprise. It's not a surprise, but we should do that. We should do that soon, Lexi. We should all play Kingdom Hearts game, and then you can hop on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a little screen. We'll
talk about it.
Down here at the bottom. It'll cover up our cardboard box.
Not the cardboard box. We should put a face on that thing or something.
Oh, what if we just put it on there so it looks like it's like displaying her?
Did you ever notice what this box is from?
Yeah, I did. Actually.
I just realized.
It is an old box.
That is an old ass box.
It
dude.
Is. Yeah. I realized.
It's, can we say that part out loud? You think?
Absolutely.
Why? Yeah, we're not getting paid for shit. Yeah. It's a Sonic Garlic Caesar sauce box. That's fucking awesome.
How many years ago would that be from? Then?
There's a fucking batch label on it. It's let's see here. Oh, fuck. Of course it's rippled here. Right in the spot where it says the...
I'm going to say 2016. 15.
Oh, that's...
It's got to be 2015.
God, there's got to be a date on there.
Here. There's a
six,
numbers on
2016.
The 2016. That was close.
719.
Right.
That's almost expired. To the day. It's a little expired. It just smells like nothing.
Well, good for you for holding on to a random ass box.
Yeah, you know me.
You
I like
duct taped it together to make sure it lasted.
I'm trying to remember what I've used that box for over the years. It has to be an intense amalgamation of all sorts of things. But right now, when it's not in use to protect
our soundboard
from the cats, it holds the sound equipment when not in use.
And not Garlic Caesar salad sauce.
It has not beheld a garlic Caesar sauce. Is that really what the fuck they call it? Garlic Caesar sauce?
Garlic Caesar. It sounds.
Is that a dressing then? Is that Caesar dressing?
Yeah.
What a weird way to. Garlic Caesar sauce.
Yeah, it's Caesar sauce. Was it? Yeah, wait.
I can't get over that.
Caesar sauce
is not. Saying that out loud feels like a fucking crime.
That is weird. Well, anyway. We're done committing crimes to humanity.
For now.
Until next time. Let's slay some fucking vampires.
Yeah, fucking dirty, blood-sucking ass wipes. I could have done better than that. Next time, I'll have better anti-vampire slang. I'll work on it.
We can only hope.
No promises, minus the one I just made.
You're the one that has to end the show.
Oh, yeah. See ya.